I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart?
Hello and welcome back, open language listeners. You are listening to another elementary lesson today. My name is Spencer.
And my name is Adam.
Hey, Adam, I think we broke our cell phone today.
Oh, yeah, I always drop my cell phone.
No fun. Okay, so in today's dialogue, we have two friends, Tristan and George. And I believe that George broke his cell phone. And so they are talking about getting it fixed. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
George, look at your screen. It's totally cracked.
I know, and it's a brand new phone.
Are you going to get it fixed?
I'm so busy at work. I don't really have time.
Why don't you just do door-to-door service? They'll come right to your door.
Really? That's super handy. But it probably costs an arm and a leg, right?
No, it's actually pretty cheap.
I still can't believe I dropped my phone.
Don't worry. I've done it a million times. I'm pretty clumsy.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Dialogue, second time.
George, look at your screen. It's totally cracked.
I know, and it's a brand new phone.
Are you going to get it fixed?
I'm so busy at work. I don't really have time.
Why don't you just do door-to-door service? They'll come right to your door.
Really? That's super handy. But it probably costs an arm and a leg, right?
No, it's actually pretty cheap.
I still can't believe I dropped my phone.
Don't worry. I've done it a million times. I'm pretty clumsy.
Birds of a feather flock together. Okay, our friend Tristan says to George, look at your screen. It's totally cracked.
Okay, so the screen. There's so many screens in our lives.
Yeah, computer screen.
TV screens.
Phone screen.
Everywhere.
What other kind of screens are there?
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, those are the ones that you will use the most.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so the screen is what you touch on your smartphone.
Yes, and it's always the thing that cracks.
Mm-hmm, when you drop it. Yeah, so crack. Suela.
Well, the thing is, it can be a verb, right? Yeah. We just said you can crack your screen.
Yeah.
It can also be an adjective. The screen is cracked.
That's right. And in addition to screens, what else can we crack?
Windows.
Okay. Skin.
Yeah, when it's cold, your skin will crack.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, your skin can get really dry in the cold weather and crack. You can crack your bones. Yeah.
The whole point here, guys, is that we don't want you to say my phone is broken or my screen is broken, because it's probably not broken.
Yeah.
If your phone is broken, it means you can't use it.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that is true. I mean, you could say, oh, I broke my screen.
That's okay, yeah.
But
you wouldn't say my screen is broken unless you can't use it.
Yeah, so that's good. Okay, and also talking about this cracked screen, Tristan here says it's totally cracked.
Yeah.
So basically meaning the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
The whole thing. There isn't just one crack, but the whole thing is just cracked.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
Exactly. It means like completely, totally. And one thing about English native speakers, especially Americans, they use this word all the time.
Totally.
Totally. To mean like, I agree.
Totally.
Or you're right.
Totally.
Totally. Totally. And the other thing is, even though it is spelled T-O-T-A-L-L-Y, it's more of a D sound.
Totally.
Totally.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so George says, I know, and it's a brand new phone.
Okay, so brand new. We've talked about this word a few times. It just means really, really new.
Totally new.
Totally new.
Yeah, it means it's maybe he just bought it.
Which really sucks, right?
Yeah.
You just buy something, you have a brand new phone, and then the screen gets totally cracked.
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry to hear that, George. And, well, Tristan asks, are you going to get it fixed?
Okay, so this is going to be the grammar point of today, getting something done.
Yeah, to get something done, right?
Because you could say, are you going to fix it?
Yeah, but that would sound like he's going to maybe fix it himself.
Himself, exactly.
But if he gets it fixed, that means he has somebody else fix it for him.
Right, usually pays somebody or asks somebody.
Exactly.
So we do this all the time, right? Getting things done. You get your hair cut. I mean, some people cut their hair themselves. That's cool. But most of us get our hair cut.
Yeah, get your hair cut, get your phone fixed. You just kind of go get something done.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And girls, I mean, I don't want to say that girls do this more than guys, but, you know, get your nails done.
They definitely do that more.
There's
than
a lot
guys.
Of things like that.
They totally do that more than guys. And that's okay.
Okay, but back to the word fix for a second. I mean, this is the most important word in the dialogue, right?
Yeah, it is.
If something is broken or cracked or, you know, not working, you need to fix it.
Yeah, and this means to, well, repair.
Repair is a more like formal word, right?
Yeah, repair means to fix something that is broken.
Right.
Like if your phone is broken or your computer or your, I don't know, your sink, your toilet.
Anything.
But, well, you wouldn't say, like, repair a friendship.
You want to fix a friendship.
Yeah, you could fix a friendship.
Yeah, fix. I think fix is more useful because it can be about those things Spencer said, but it can also be about more abstract things.
Yeah, 比较抽象的东西.
Like friendship or a problem.
That's
like,
right.
How do you fix the problem?
Yeah, you can fix problems. You can't repair problems. Really, sounds weird. So Tristan asks, well, why don't you just do door-to-door service?
Okay.
Right, so basically having someone come to his house or maybe office to fix the phone.
Yeah, exactly. And so you guys have this a lot more than we do, door to door. You might think of like a door to door salesman.
Yeah.
Just kind of knock on the door and like, hello, would you like to buy, you know, a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah. They don't do that too much anymore. Door to door, those kinds of door to door salesmen aren't as common as they used to be.
Right, right, right.
But either way, door-to-door service, this is just a shangmen fu.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so to have somebody come and do something where you are.
So the things that they might do, they might come to collect something. Door-to-door collection.
Or even deliver food.
Yeah, door-to-door delivery.
Yeah, they deliver food. That's a type of door-to-door service.
So just the difference between the Chinese and the English. In English, we're talking about two doors, like their door and your door.
Yeah, that's right. So they leave from one and then go to yours.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, cool. Well, George is like, really? That's super handy.
Okay.
So basically, really convenient.
Yes, really, really convenient. Really useful, right? Like, for example, in China, WeChat is very handy.
Yes, very handy.
You can use it to do anything.
Pretty much.
Pretty much anything.
Pretty much. Okay. But George is a bit, he's worried that it will cost a lot. He says, but it probably costs an arm and a leg.
Okay. This is a really great way to say something is expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Yeah. So to cost an arm and a leg.
Right.
Just way too expensive.
Like, for example, an iPhone.
Or a Lamborghini. Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lambos.
Costs an arm and a leg.
Arm and a leg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can even say, in today's world, raising a child costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. Well, it actually is pretty cheap.
Okay, not expensive, cheap. Yeah. Now, just remember, this word can mean two things. It can mean something is not expensive, and it can also mean someone does not like to spend money.
Yeah, so cheap here, one way is 便宜. And then the other way is
小气
or 很抠.
Yeah.
抠门. Yeah. 太抠门. Yeah, so basically just, you know, you can use it to describe somebody
right.
who doesn't like to spend money. So for example, if the service is cheap, but George still doesn't want to spend the money.
Mm.
George is also cheap.
He's cheap.
George doesn't want to spend money on a cheap service, so he too is cheap.
Right.
Okay, cool. Great. Hopefully he isn't, though. And Tristan says, no, I've done it a million times, meaning this is actually a really good saying here, too. If you've done something a lot,
yeah.
you could say, oh, I've done it a million times.
A million times, yeah.
I've eaten Sichuan food a million times.
Right. It doesn't actually mean I've counted one,
no.
two, three.
No, it just means a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know. I've gone to America a million times.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, something like that.
In my life, I've probably been to America 20 times, but I would say to my friends a million times.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Okay, but, you know, he says, you know, he's done it a million times, and so he thinks he is pretty clumsy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like,
just like it's hard to, you fall over
yeah.
or you drop things.
Yeah, like, yeah, you, yeah. That's, you might bump into things.
Yeah.
Like you bump into walls or you bump, you know, your foot, you trip over things.
I think when I was younger, I was more clumsy, like as a teenager, because your body is growing. Mm. You don't really know how to control it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you start to fall and.
Yeah, you got watch out, though. There are a lot of clumsy people out there.
Yes, exactly, exactly, exactly. And the reason why Tristan is saying this to George, like, it's okay, George, you dropped your phone, I've dropped my phone, we're the same.
Yeah, to which George says, birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
Yeah, so this means people who are the same or very similar, well, they hang out with each other.
Right, exactly.
They stay together. They stick together.
Exactly, yeah. 臭味相投.
Oh,
yeah. But just one thing about that is I know that that phrase can be kind of like negative. Mm. Like if Spencer and I are like bad guys, that's why we're together.
Mm.
In this case, it doesn't mean.
Yes.
It just means like is with like.
Yeah, it doesn't usually mean bad or good.
Right.
Just it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's a great saying for you guys to know, too, actually.
What a good lesson.
It is what it is.
Mm.
Meaning, can't change it.
Can't change it.
It's life.
Yeah.
It's how it is.
That's how it is.
Okay. Let's listen to the dialogue again.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
George, look at your screen. It's totally cracked.
I know, and it's a brand new phone.
Are you going to get it fixed?
I'm so busy at work. I don't really have time.
Why don't you just do door-to-door service? They'll come right to your door.
Really? That's super handy. But it probably costs an arm and a leg, right?
No, it's actually pretty cheap.
I still can't believe I dropped my phone.
Don't worry. I've done it a million times. I'm pretty clumsy.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Dialogue, second time.
George, look at your screen. It's totally cracked.
I know, and it's a brand new phone.
Are you going to get it fixed?
I'm so busy at work. I don't really have time.
Why don't you just do door-to-door service? They'll come right to your door.
Really? That's super handy. But it probably costs an arm and a leg, right?
No, it's actually pretty cheap.
I still can't believe I dropped my phone.
Don't worry. I've done it a million times. I'm pretty clumsy.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Okay, well, I know how George feels in this lesson. I have dropped my phone so many times.
A million times. I have too, actually. I used to be really good about it.
Mm.
I'm not clumsy, but twice in the past year, I did shatter my screen, which means totally cracked.
Mm.
And yeah, I did have to get it fixed. I was pretty upset.
How much did it cost?
It's not too bad. I don't know, around 200 kwai.
Okay, yeah. So it didn't cost an arm and a leg.
No.
And also, Spencer is not cheap. Not a cheap guy.
No, I'm not. I'm not a cheap guy. I'd like to think I'm kind of thrifty, but Bush and Comer.
Okay, so thrifty, that's another great word, too.
Yeah.
So many great words today, guys. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are happy, too.
Yeah, so to keep on learning these great words, just got to keep on listening. We hope you enjoy today's lesson, and if you have any comments, please leave them in the comments section, and be careful with your cell phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you next time, guys.
Bye, guys. Shady, shady. I've been feeling it.